Now we can all use a reason to laugh and safely get out of the house these days. A new art exhibit on display in West Bend and Milwaukee has both. Wisconsin Funnies, 50 Years of Comics, features over 200 works by more than 30 Wisconsin artists, some serious, some funny, all a part of the state's rich history in comic strips and cartooning. Tyler Friedman is Associate Curator of Contemporary Art at the Museum of Wisconsin Art and a co-curator of the Wisconsin Funnies exhibit. Tyler, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I understand, even going back further than 50 years, Wisconsin played a big role in the development of comics that, I got to admit, I didn't know about. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's right. The history is long and storied and is covered in pretty good detail by Paul Buell, who contributed an essay to the exhibition catalog, Wisconsin Funnies. It's a 250-page catalog with all the exhibition images. There were a number of early 20th century comic artists who are very well known, Claire Briggs, who put out a strip called A Piker Clerk, and The Days of Real Sports. Frank King's Gasoline Alley as well. But I think the Wisconsin scene really kicks it into overdrive in the late 60s and early 70s with the underground comic movement. It was really spearheaded by a guy named Dennis Kitchen, who's a Racine native and then moved to Milwaukee, studied at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, was one of the co-founders of the Bugle American, which was an underground newspaper in the 1970s. And he had a publishing company called Kitchen Sink Press, which published a lot of the recognizable names in underground comics and also historical comics. He was reprinting important material that was otherwise inaccessible.
Well, walk us through the exhibit now. What are we going to see?
All sorts of things. 50 years of comics. we've split the exhibition for the first time in MOA's almost 60-year history between two locations. So our mothership location, as we like to call it, is in West Bend. In West Bend, we have sort of a retrospective overview of the past 50 years. So we have a lot of underground material from Dennis Kitchen. Jim Mitchell is another Milwaukee artist. Dan Burr, who lives in Bayview, is a well-known graphic novelist. We have works by Linda Berry, who in 2019 won one of the coveted illustrious MacArthur Genius Grant Awards. She's a colleague of Jeff Butler at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Jeff Butler, back in the 1980s, was drawing the comic Badger, a Madison-based superhero. We have science fiction work by Steve Rude, who was also based in Madison. We have a large selection of historical comics that are by artists who were not necessarily born, raised, or working in Wisconsin, but who Dennis republished. So Ernie Bushmiller, who drew Nancy for decades, Al Capp, who drew Little Abner, Milt Kniff, who drew Terry and the Pirates, Will Eisner, who drew Spirit, Robert Crumb, Trina Robbins, Harvey Kurtzman, who started Mad Magazine. There are a whole lot of people.
And people can see these at both locations, as you said, and I invite people to check in advance. There are some COVID-related safety precautions. For people further away, though, who can't make the trip, what kind of things can we see online?
Online. Well, I think if someone really wanted to engage with the exhibition from a distance, I would recommend ordering the catalog. I might be a little bit biased there. But as I said, all the images from the exhibition have been reproduced in glorious color. And then there's the essay by Paul Buell that I mentioned on a broad history of Wisconsin comics. And then a really great essay by one of the exhibition co-curators, Jim Banky, who is a historian and an archivist who worked at the Wisconsin Historical Society for 35 years. And he's written a great essay on the life and career of Dennis Kitchen. So between those two essays and between the exhibition catalog, I think readers would get a pretty good sense of Wisconsin's contributions to this important genre.
I know, again, a couple hundred pieces. I won't make you choose just one favorite, but could you highlight one of the things we would see at the exhibit that really stands out to you?
Oh, goodness.
I know, it's an unfair question.
That isn't, I wish I had I'd prepared a little bit better. I'm walking through the exhibition in my mind, and there are so many pieces. Linda Barry's work is really something special. I had mentioned she won the MacArthur Genius Grant. But she uses, her work is multifaceted. She's got a really acute insight into the psychology of children and relationships and disappointments that people experience professionally speaking. And she also uses her work to try to liberate the creativity of your so refreshing that when you come away from Linda's work, you want to try your own hand at drawing comics.
Is that part of your hope for the exhibit, that like Linda Barry herself, you'll be able to inspire maybe a new generation of people to be creative, maybe even in the medium of comics?
Absolutely. I would say that holds for every exhibition that I'm a part of. I think one of the benefits of a museum is that it sparks the next generation of creativity. You see the great works of the past and the present, and those are all oriented towards the future. We're doing a number of programs during the run of the exhibition, and there will be several master classes with artists that are geared towards helping people become better cartoonists if they wish. Jeff Butler, who I had mentioned, will be leading one of those. We'll have a program for teens to make their own zines, the actual bookmaking part of things. So if people are interested in drawing, seeing the exhibition would be a great start, and then taking part in some of these programs would also be advisable.
Tyler, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Tyler Friedman is Associate Curator of Contemporary Art at the Museum of Wisconsin Art. He talked with us about the new exhibit there, Wisconsin Funnies, 50 Years of Comics. It's on display now through November 22nd at locations in West Bend and Milwaukee. You can find out more how to check it out and some of those programs he talked about at their website. It's wisconsinart.org. Again, that's wisconsinart.org.